T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our buddy Doug Deacon. Deke, sorry to keep you waiting, pal. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, not much. Tough day at the office yesterday.
Ooh, wow. Baby. That was ugly, with a capital UG.
Well, as they say, some days you get lemons, and you just that's what happened yesterday. They had a lemon.
They certainly did.
Did not make lemonade, Deke.
No, nope. They did not.
Did not. We had a sour face.
Yeah, the whole game. Listen, you couldn't be surprised that they lose to the Chargers, but the way it happened was surprising.
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you see Philip Rivers only throw for a couple hundred yards, and, you know, he's, 11 of 20, and he came into the game completing 70%, you say, boy, we must have had a good day. Well, they ended up out-rushing what they had gotten passing yards, and we just were out of sync all across the board yesterday.
I thought, Deke, you know, early in the game, the Callaway drop that should have been a touchdown early in the ball game. I thought that was a turning point because, man, you know, you needed to get touchdowns. And frankly, maybe you get that score, then it's a closer game, and then you don't decide to go for it in that 4th-and-2, 4th-and-3, and you take the points there. I just thought, like, there were a couple things that happened that really made the thing snowball out of control.
Yeah, I think a couple of those drives. I mean, you take their first drive, I think it was like 57 yards and 5 plays. And then, you know, the other one was the 2 passes where they went to 89 yards in just 2 plays. And they struck suddenly, and they just got us behind the 8-ball. And then, you know, we had trouble on the offensive line picking up the tackle end stunts. We were getting too much penetration. And then Baker was a little didn't have a lot of mobility, it seemed like, yesterday after he twisted his ankle, and he had a tough day.
Yeah, you know, you talk about the offensive line and Baker. I think he contributed to a couple of those sacks by holding on to the ball too long. But, yeah, the tackles continue to be somewhat of an issue. A lot of pressure on him in general. Overall, how would you grade the offensive line performance?
I thought they had one of their tougher days. I would give them probably in the D category, the C. You know, when they run those stunts and the penetration was, you know, so much that all of a sudden the looping guy, you know, was right in his face. And you got to be, you know, a lot firmer in the pocket than they were yesterday.
Doug Deacon's with us. Doug, let's go back to Baker's injury, the twisted ankle. I thought that from that moment on, his mobility in the pocket, he started to see ghosts, I thought, sometimes. Like, he wasn't even looking down the field. You know, the protection was sort of there, and in the past, he'd either step up into the pocket and throw and deliver down the field, or he'd take off and get outside the pocket because he was limited. I just think that that's why some of those sacks seemed to be so easy.
Yeah, I think, you know, he gutted it out, you know, as you would say, but, you know, in doing so, it really limited his, you know, some of the things that he does so well because he has a great pocket presence, and I just think, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it was wearing on his mind that he had, you know, had this, and it was in his plant foot, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're not playing the way you normally do.
Deke, why keep it with a bad ankle? Why is Baker still playing late third quarter when it's 35-6, you think?
Well, that's an interesting question. And then, you know, today, you know, they asked you if it was how his ankle was, and he said it was okay.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know, after they taped it up, they felt that, you know, he was better. They retaped it. But, yeah, that's a curious, you know, question.
Joe Schobert, obviously going to be out for a few weeks. A hamstring injury, Hugh said it could be a while. You would guess he's out until at least a bye, I would think. You talk about the quarterback of the defense, Deke, and you're facing 4 of the top 8 offenses in the NFL the next 4 weeks. This is going to be a huge challenge. How big is the loss of Schobert?
That's a big loss. I mean, you know, not only, you know, is he the quarterback, you know, his range as a middle linebacker. I mean, there was plays yesterday, you know, 20 yards down the field, in coverage, you know, it's Joe Schobert. And, you know, not a lot of middle linebackers in this league, you know, get down the field and cover wide receivers or tight ends or running backs that far. So it's going to be a big hit to the defense.
And, Deke, I noticed some guys turning down some plays in the second half after Schobert went out. Jamie Collins specifically, you know, guys didn't want to make tackles, loafs. That can't happen, man.
No, it can't. I mean, and not only is he the quarterback, he's the leader of the defense. Yeah. And, you know, you can't start feeling sorry for yourself just because somebody goes out. I mean, you got to continue to play because, you know, that's your reputation. You know, it's on film, and people around the league will watch and see. And, you know, you play the game to get respect from your opponent and wins. And, you know, when it shows up in film, you're not, you know, you're turning down tackles. That's not a good sight.
What do you think Greg Williams would do about that?
I noticed the day that when we were in the locker room that the offense was out of their meetings, the defense was still in their meetings. So I'm sure Greg gave him a full load of, you know, the way Greg Williams delivers it.
Yeah. Deke, you know, we're talking about the offense and the drops, and obviously you got an injury, you got all these injuries. Now Streeter's out. You know, we know a bunch of guys are already out there, really thin. Do you think they would you, if you had to guess, do you think they pick up some other guys off the street, or do you think they try to go big and make a trade for like Amari Cooper or somebody like that?
It would be depend on the price, the asking price for Amari Cooper. But
yeah.
I think, you know, right now, you know, we've had some kids, you know that have shown up even, you know, after, you know, Ratley ends up catching six balls yesterday. And, you know, the quarterback seems to be able to make these guys look better. Although, you know, once again, we had to drop passes. You know, some games we drop them. The next game we play well and we don't drop them. And, you know, that's when the offense seems to click. And I don't know why, you know, from week to week there's, you know, such a difference in, you know, their ability to catch the football. But, you know, you know the game, name of the game is consistency. You want somebody that when you put them out there, you know what you're going to get week in, week out. And, you know, it seems to be a struggle. I mean, Callaway, you know, he had two or three yesterday that you just sit there and say, you know, boy, if you just caught those.
You know, Jarvis Landry seems to be pouting a little bit right now. And his body language not great, obviously. What do you think about him, and do you think he'll wake up?
Well, yeah, I think he's a competitor. But, you know, it doesn't seem that, you know, him and Baker have the same chemistry as, you know, Baker has with some of the other receivers. And, you know, part of that could be the limited amount of snaps that they got in training camp together. And, yeah. We talked during it, you know, give Baker some first-team reps, you know, so he can develop some chemistry. Well, it didn't happen. And I think it's kind of biting him in the rear right now.
Well, we were saying the same thing, Deke, and Hugh Jackson was angry about that today, saying, you know, people said that he didn't get enough reps with him, but it didn't matter in the Jets game. Well, you know, that's him coming in the middle of the game against a bad Jets team. You're playing better opponents that can shut you down a little bit. And it did make a big deal. I think the Browns, Hugh Jackson, made a huge mistake not getting in more reps with the first team in the beginning of the year.
And yesterday, I don't know, Dustin, I didn't see any of our receivers really getting open. I mean, it's just we got no separation. There was no throws where, you know, you thought, boy, that guy was open. I mean, they did a pretty good job of keeping our receivers pretty well covered. And I don't know if that's the receivers being new and not sure or is it just a good secondary.
That's a good question. And they did, I thought, change some looks up to confuse Baker because for the most part, he held – and again, I don't know if this was his ankle or if this was just what the Chargers did. I think it's probably a combination of both. But this is the first time we've seen Baker hold on to the ball that long, right, Deke?
Yeah, yeah. No, because that's one thing about him. He gets rid of it in a hurry.
Yeah, and he's going to have to – I mean, listen, this is a huge challenge this week. These guys got to bounce back.
And you can probably answer this better than anybody, Dustin. But, you know, you're the running game, you know, to get hit for 240-some yards – you know, you talk about setting the edge, but it's almost like teams are using our aggressiveness against us, you know, where we come up the field mm-hmm. and they duck inside and, you know, they run those jet sweeps. And sometimes I think we get overly aggressive.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you watch the tape. It's almost like every time the Browns, you know, come in to try and, like, set the edge,
yep.
the team, like Sunday, the Chargers, they were happy to have you just run up the field because they just wash you by the pile.
Yep.
And then they got the, you know, Melvin Gordon or Keenan Allen or Eckler or whoever the hell it is, full speed on a secondary guy. That's what they want. And, yep. And you know, listen, run fits are something that everyone's got to be on the same page, right? I mean, all 11 guys have to do their job. And if yep. one guy is out of his gap or he steps inside of a block and he should be outside and trying to create that edge.
Yeah, don't be a hero, be a player.
Don't be selfish.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't be a selfish player. Be a good teammate. Do your job. Run to the football. That's it. It's pretty simple.
Not
the
enough of that
of
yesterday.
Glenn Collier used to say, don't let Fred do it. Do it yourself. When you got to make a play,
that's right.
don't count on your other teammate to help you out. Make sure you get your job.
I hate it when guys are spectators. When you yep. think another guy's going to make a tackle.
That's weak.
And you're like, oh, and then all of a sudden you change the speed.
Right.
Because you're like, oh, I thought he was going to make the tackle. Then
yeah,
you change the speed.
No
that's
excuse
a loaf.
For that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a loaf.
Well, Tampa Bay next week, they got a great offensive team, but there'll be no excuse for the Browns offense next week. Tampa Bay is giving up a league-high 35 points a game. They're second worst in terms of yards allowed and worst in terms of points allowed. No excuse for the defense next week.
And they fired their defensive coordinator,
yeah,
and I think McCoy left the game yesterday with an injury. So
yeah, their defense stinks, but their offense is great.
But by the same token,
yeah.
San Diego, they didn't have Bosa. And,
right.
Like, whoa, you know, okay, this is a break for us, but
yeah.
they played pretty well.
That they did, Deke. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Okay,
thanks
guys.
For joining us.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.